This is crazy. I just found out today, I was today years old, when I found out that people don't leave their toasters on top of their counters. Now, if you're listening to this going, well, I didn't know that either. Well, you haven't talked to Carrie or Angie, because both of them are experts at putting their toaster away.
Yes!
Carrie, you compared it to a blender. You're like, well, why would you leave your blender out?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's take some calls at random from average everyday citizens of Fort Wayne and find out what they do. Wisk, what do you do?
Mine is on the counter because my husband is a toast person.
Okay, so it's on the counter, but you leave it there, right?
Yeah, we do.
All right, very good. Thank you. So we'll put you down as leave it up on the counter. All right.
Yep.
Thank you. Hi, leave it up or put it away?
I leave it up, and I even made a cover for it to match my topper of my curtain.
That's so
absolutely.
I love it.
All right, thank you. Hi, leave it up or put it away?
It gets left out, that's for sure.
All right, thank you. Hi, leave it up or put it away?
We leave it out, but we use it like pretty regularly, bagels, English muffins and stuff. But the point I was going to make was that a blender, you have to rinse out and wash and put in the drain board anyway.
Aha!
So that makes a lot more sense to put that away, whereas the toaster, you've got to shake out the pan now and then, I guess, or let it catch fire. But,
yes!
You know, it's less maintenance, so there you go.
Brilliant, brilliant. I never thought of that. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Hi, 101, what did you want to say?
Okay, Jim, I grew up in the bottom of the OA, Runyon and Main Street, and every house I ever went into, the toaster was on the counter.
Yeah.
Now, my grandma grew up in the upper side of the OA, and every household I went into, the toaster was on the counter. Now, my wife grew up in the 1-5, then people are weird, they put it away.
Good morning. I leave my toaster on the counter because it has Bob Ross on it.
Wait a minute.
And it
you have a Bob Ross toaster?
Heck yeah, I do.
She said, heck yeah, I do.
And when you toast your bread, it leaves his face on there.
You've got to be kidding me. You've got
no.
Where do you buy one of these Bob Ross toasters? This is great.
Hobby Lobby.
Hobby Lobby?
Oh, we got to look into this. This is amazing. Okay.
Kim, Carrie, and Angie in the morning. Classic Hits 101.7.